Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Josh Ward joins us from Knoxville, host of the Sports 180 on WNML Radio every Monday at 2:15. Josh, what's up? How are you, man?
Yeah, Brent, doing well. Good to be with you guys. I think a lot of people at Knoxville are ready to see Tennessee at Neyland Stadium.
I would think that that's probably true. Is everybody over the 40-14?
Yeah, I think people moved on pretty quickly. Saturday night, fans are frustrated. It's natural. Sunday, you're trying to figure out, okay, how bad is this season going to be? Then you get through the week, you know you're going to win this Saturday. You know you'll pick up a couple of wins before Florida, and then you start to talk yourself into, well, if we get things going here the next couple weeks, why don't we just beat Florida later this month? So, yeah, I think people are handling it okay.
Have you had the calls yet on your show about, Jeremy Pruitt's not going to work out, they need to move on?
Well, yeah, we've had both. I didn't hear it, but I was told the first local show we did Saturday night, we do shows all day,
yeah,
after Vol Network coverage ended, the first call was, I don't know that Pruitt's the guy. We might need to start thinking about, you know, what's next. Like, all right. But we took a call on Monday. Monday, we try to get a good amount of reaction. And we took a call from someone who said, you know, if you take out the big, long touchdown from West Virginia, Tennessee outplayed the Mountaineers. I said, which touchdown are you taking out? You know, 40-14. Right. So you get both sides of it. You do.
Well, I think this is going to take a minute, man. I think people need to be patient on this one because – you know, you're talking about an entire culture change. You're talking about a coaching staff that wants hard-nosed, tough-minded, pick it up and outfight people kind of team, and that's not what they walked into. So that's going to take a minute.
Yeah, it's all kinds of change. You're one, trying to improve the roster, and that's recruiting, and that will have to take time. That's years. It is the culture. It is the mindset of, like, if you look at the offensive and defensive lines, how they need to be better. A lot of that is mindset. That's strength. That's the strength program, which I think was a real problem for Butch Jones his last couple of years in Knoxville. All of that together will make or should make what Jeremy Pruitt wants Tennessee to be, but that's at least a couple of years away.
Josh Ward with us on 3HL. Josh joins us every Friday to offer up three keys for Tennessee. Tennessee is going to be a prohibitive favorite in this matchup against East Tennessee, to the point where Randy Sanders this week, and I know you guys have had fun with it, we've had fun with it, he said he's going to walk back to Johnson City naked with a goalpost if they win. Key number one, though, for Tennessee, and maybe beyond, you know, winning, but just what they need big picture.
Yeah, and I don't think there should be any concern about us learning more about Randy Sanders this weekend. I think Tennessee rolls in the game. So my three keys are going to be very Tennessee specific. And the first one will be kind of what we were just talking about, the offensive line. And it's an even bigger deal this week, and I'd say the next couple of weeks, in figuring out who's going to be the starting five. And that's stressed even more because Brandon Kennedy is lost for the season. He was one guy that I think Tennessee felt like, okay, let's plug him into center. He wasn't great last weekend, showed some signs of being able to do some things well, needed to improve, just like I would say most of his teammates. But that was a guy they were counting on to be the center. Now he's gone. So Ryan Johnson moves from right guard to center. Is Jerome Carvin a true freshman? You're starting right guard. So they're playing 8, 9, 10 guys last weekend, maybe 11 guys. Brandon Kennedy's taken away. They need to figure out who is 1 through 5. You know you have Trey Smith, and then who might be number 6 and 7, because they need better communication. They need more continuity. They need to work as a complete unit on the offensive line. So work on that against ETSU.
Josh, I think you make a great point there, and I think the freshman does start at guard personally, but it's interesting that they played so many guys. It makes me wonder if the coaching staff is looking at Florida as the opening game of the season, and everything that leads into that is trying to figure out what they are, who they are, where they're best, and which guys need to be out there.
There almost is a scrimmage-type feel to where you're moving guys around, trying different combinations to figure out what is best for you, and you're using this start to the season. It's a quarter of your season, including the West Virginia game, but tomorrow and then UTEP before you get to the Florida game. So I do think there's something to that. I don't think they want to play as many different combinations or the number of offensive linemen that they have when Florida comes to town. Tennessee is at least in a position where they have that many scholarship linemen. By the end of last season, I mean, Trey Smith's playing four different offensive line positions because they were so thin. They have numbers to work with. They just need to figure out who those best numbers are.
All right, we've heard thing one. What is thing two?
Well, I'll stay on the offensive side. Jared Garantano, I thought, had a nice game, and he did what Tennessee asked him to do. Now ask him to do more. And not only Jared, but those players around him. Juwan Jennings, nice return. Marquez Callaway can be a playmaker. I think Josh Palmer can. I think another wide receiver, Jordan Murphy, can. So open some things up. I mentioned it has a scrimmage-type feel. Let's see what Jared Garantano can do trying to move the ball down the field, because I'll get to defense in a moment, but most likely Tennessee is going to have to score some points this season. So work on the different things you need to do to try to score points, because against Florida, against Georgia, against Alabama, Auburn, you're not going to go out there and beat them 14-13, I don't believe. Maybe one of those games, but most likely you're going to need to put some points up. So a lot of that's going to be on Jared Garantano, but also the running backs. Tim Jordan, really nice game on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Jeremy Banks, if Ty Chandler doesn't go, could be a good Jeremy Banks game, a true freshman that Tennessee's coaches really like.
Well, it looks like we'll see a second quarterback as well. Obviously, when you play a 1AA school, you want a bunch of people to play, but it sounds like they're adamant about seeing some Keller Christ this week.
Yeah, Keller's going to play. Jeremy Pruitt has made that clear that he is playing as the backup, and they want to get him reps, and most coaches are going to feel that way, but it's clear right now Jared Garantano is the number one quarterback, and Keller Christ is a guy who's played a lot of football as a backup quarterback. That's one reason that Tennessee brought him in, so they want to get him some reps and some snaps this Saturday as well, working with the guys in case something that happens to Jared Garantano, that Keller will have some experience with his new teammates.
All right, sounds like we're headed defense for thing number three.
Yeah, and the defense, I think, just has a long way to go. I would say play everybody. You can play as many guys as you want, because you can even play some of your freshmen and redshirt them later on in the year end of the season if that's what you want to do, because you can play guys in up to four games. So if you look at the front seven, Tennessee needs to do a better job of getting pressure on the opposing quarterback. They're playing a lot of veterans. If you look at the front seven, the starters from last week, guys at seniors and juniors. So freshmen and sophomores, how many guys can you count on up front? DeAndre Johnson's a sophomore outside linebacker. Kingston Harris is a true freshman on the defensive line. JUCO defensive lineman Emmett Good, he was brought in to help Tennessee. So get those guys some snaps as well, because even Jeremy Pruitt said on Wednesday, there's only so much you can do in the individual one-on-one drills in practice. You've got to go play. So play those guys this weekend and next weekend to get them ready, or see who can be ready to help you through that SEC gauntlet.
Josh Ward, host of Sports 180 on WNML in Knoxville, at Josh_Ward. Real quick, Twitter question, which I'll let you address. Is Josh Ward related to Mr. John Ward?
No relation. Al Wilson once told me that I should lie and that it would be better for my career. Because he asked me that question. That was the first thing he said, and I said, no relation. He said, well, you should start saying yes. That'll help you go further in your career. So feel free to tell people otherwise.
Awesome, man. Thanks, Josh. Appreciate it. We'll talk with you next week, brother.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
All right, Josh Ward, at Josh_Ward. When we come back...